Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes, and you can begin to allow yourself to relax. Take four or more deep breaths, breathing in through your nose to the count of seven, and out through your mouth to the count of 11. And then you can allow yourself to continue to breathe calmly and evenly and deeply. Yawn and stretch as you wish. Check your body is comfortable and allow your mind to focus on your breathing. With every breath that you take, you can relax more and more deeply in body and in mind. With every in-breath, you may feel your chest and stomach muscles move and stretch. With every out-breath, you may feel the relaxation sweeping through you, and rapidly you can enter a deep state of mental and physical relaxation, where you no longer focus on your breathing, but start to imagine yourself in a beautiful and tranquil location. Allow the scene to form around you. This special place is just right for you in this moment. And as you become more aware of where you are, you can enjoy being in this place more and more. As you relax deeply here, you imagine yourself surrounded by beauty and gentle movement. You may be in a garden, or on a beach, or in beautiful countryside, or somewhere else that seems to nourish you simply by being. In this place, you are able to be serene and at peace. There is more, however, to this place than just sublime relaxation. And there is more for you to do than just relax and experience this soothing and nurturing place. This is a place for growth and healing, a place for repair and recovery. This is a place for renewal, deep learning, and self-improvement. You can relax here and allow yourself to receive the benefits available to you right here and right now. Now imagine that you are walking along a trail in the mountains in the soft and gentle light of a warm summer late afternoon. You are walking up the trail to meet the famous Wise One who lives in a cave house near the top of the mountain. The Wise One who is said to be able to answer any question. So be aware of the trail that you are walking along. What does it feel like beneath your feet? What does it look like in the afternoon light? Look at the growth and vegetation on either side of the trail. And think of how you feel as you walk up the trail to meet the Wise One. Just ahead of you now, you see a path leading off to one side. The path is marked by a low fence on either side, forming an inviting gateway leading into the path. It's the path that leads to the clearing and the cave house where the Wise One lives. so turn off the trail and onto the path. See how it differs from the trail. Very soon, you come to a bend in the path. But looking slightly ahead through the trees, you can see the light of a clearing, and you can smell the fragrant hint of smoke from an open fire. And then, as you turn the bend in the path, you get your first clear glimpse of the fire, and the clearing, and the mouth of the cave where the Wise One lives. Walk into the clearing. As you approach the fire, you see that there is a neat stack of fuel near to the fire. Put some fuel on the fire, and then sit down by the fire facing the mouth of the cave. In a few moments, the Wise One will come out of the cave house to greet you. But in the meantime, the fuel that you put on the fire is beginning to burn more brightly, and the flames bring a glow of illumination to the clearing. Allow yourself to relax as you feel the warmth of the fire on your skin, warming you inside and out. The flickering flames of the fire are lighting up the mouth of the cave, and you can see a little more detail of the house that has been built into the natural cave mouth. Look inside and see what you can see inside the Wise One's home. And now the Wise One walks out of the cave. Observe as the Wise One walks towards you. What does the Wise One look like? What is the Wise One wearing? The Wise One comes and sits down opposite you, so you can look more closely in the Wise One's face and into the Wise One's eyes. How do you feel towards the Wise One? Is there anything special about the Wise One that you notice? In a few moments, it will be time to put your question to the Wise One. The Wise One will answer you in words, or pictures, or gestures, or feelings. However the Wise One chooses to answer you, you'll understand the answer. So put your question to the Wise One now, and wait for the Wise One's reply. You may have another question, or you may just wish to have a conversation with the Wise One. So just take your time. I want you to now become the Wise One. What does it feel like being the Wise One? How do you spend your days up here in the mountain? how do you feel towards your visitor? Is there anything else that you wish to tell your visitor? If so, then tell your visitor now. Now, become yourself again. Soon it will be time to say goodbye to the Wise One. But before you go, the Wise One reaches down into an old leather satchel and selects a gift for you. Take the gift. Examine it. What is this thing that has been chosen specially for you? Thank the Wise One for your gift. Say goodbye to the Wise One and make your way back down the path, looking around you carefully, knowing that you are welcome to return here again, should you wish. And when you get to where the path meets the trail, just stop. Look at your gift again. Examine it in the late afternoon light, this gift that has been chosen specially for you. And now, become the gift. What does it feel like being this thing? What special quality do you have for the person you have been given to? Become yourself again. Look at the gift once more and see if it's changed in any way. If it has, what is the significance of that change? Make your way back down the trail now, carrying that gift very carefully in your memory, and bring that memory, that experience, back with you, and the understanding back with you. As you continue your journey inside, you can begin to think of previous good journeys where you have been unexpectedly delighted by something you have seen, or someone you met, or something that you learned on a particular journey. And I wonder if your subconscious mind can help by finding such an experience now as you go even deeper inside. That's right. It happens from time to time that we don't fully know what to expect next, or what to strive for next. And that can sometimes concern the conscious mind. But you have a subconscious mind as well as a conscious mind. And that subconscious mind stores an incredible amount of information that you and I are not privy to. Things from the past, and yes, some would say, even things from the future as well. I wonder if in recalling those past journeys and those unexpected meetings and experiences, you can now allow and trust your subconscious mind to supply you with something you can use to help you change and learn about the things you are dealing with at the moment. Just go even deeper and relax now, and when you have something at all, no matter how strange it may seem to you, as long as it registers, then you will have something of great value. You will know when it is time to come back to full wakefulness. When you are ready, bring yourself to full conscious wakefulness in your own way. Allow yourself to feel refreshed and alert when you wake, ready for what's next.
Thank you.